Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
Yeah, time to talk greyhound racing with George Ferrugia. Plenty happening in the greyhound world as well. And then we'll preview Sandown as well this afternoon. Good morning, Georgie.
Good morning, Matty. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. As QZ decides to leave the music running while he walks out of the studio, so that gets you in a good mood on your Sunday morning. Hey, mate, busy weekend of greyhound racing, as always. Cranbourne last night, what was the story to come out of that?
Yeah, Mapunga Reject winning the Winter Cup really impressively from box two. The favourite was Immunity. She jumped okay, but from box four, there was a little bit of a shuffle up. And at that stage, Mapunga Reject was off and gone, Matty. He won impressively, taking out a group listed race in 30.05 over Hilltop Jack. And look, he's a talented greyhound. He's won 10 of 21. But again, like we said, he got to the front early, and that was the end of the penny section. Terrific win by Mapunga Reject.
And also the Pink Diamond finals on Friday as well.
Oh, absolutely. So there's 12 races, Matty, with over $800,000 in prize money. This is the inaugural running of the Pink Diamond Series. 12 races, unbelievable prize money on offer. Unprecedented, really, on a country track at Bendigo. There's three races worth $75,000 to the winner, even some Tier 3 races close to $8,000 to the winner. So a lot of those greyhounds have an opportunity for the first time to race for such great prize money. And the key factor here is they're all Vic bred, and a lot of breeders are in line for some very good bonuses. We'll go through all of those 12 grand finals right through the week on RSN, but there's some absolute crackers, including Shimmer Shine versus Aston Rupee. Cannot wait for that clash.
Yeah, can't wait. It is a great initiative by Greyhound Racing Victoria, and I'm sure yourself and Gareth will be across all of it as well on Off the Leash on Tuesday, George. But the fourth at Healesville is not far away, so if you could take it away with your best at Sandown this afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Race two, number two, Comb Over Mullet. Pretty good name, Matty, to be fair. It's had the four starts for two placings, trained by Matty Wright, who had gun Greyhound Lightning Crank a few years ago. Good placing last start, has broken 30 seconds there. I like where it's drawn, and it gets its opportunity here. Race two, number two, also won in the last race. Race 11, number two, Carla Veloso for Paul Bartolo. I think she'll be very hard to beat. And just quickly, quaddy numbers 1, 5 and 7 into 1, 2, 3 and 8. Into 1, 2, 4, 5 and 8, into 2, 4, 6 and 8.
Oh, good on you, Georgie. You're up and about this morning. The Hawks must have had a win this weekend.
Oh, mate, first time in a long time, Matty.
Yeah, good. Oh, first time in a long time. You've only won four premierships in the last 10 years, George.
Mate, no, I'm not travelling as well as you, mate. Go the D.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, good on you, Georgie. There we go. George Ferrugia's preview of Sandown. The